It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast. Yo. Welcome to it. As always, your After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson. Of course, it is gorgeous out. I mean, it's hot, but there's nothing better than getting on two wheels and cruising around. But if your motorcycle isn't running right, take it over to Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, or give them a call, 269-876-0882. Also on Facebook, Gilson Cycle.
So you
were talking earlier about behind the scenes stuff, because you watched a couple behind the scene videos, and we're figuring what
yesterday. I don't know what it was. I think it was here's what it was. I'll start from the beginning. I was scrolling through Reddit, and I have the Reddit aliens, man, the subreddit, man, of the aliens.
You would.
And so it'll come across my timeline sometimes. Well, Tom DeLonge comes up, and I'm like, oh, Tom, what's up? And it's on aliens, and did some interview where, because he's basically full-blown tinfoil hat into the full, disclosure and the whole alien UFO thing. And talking about, what is Blink coming out with a new album, or they're talking about doing something new, and he's not on board, or...
It's like, so it could happen, but once he gets to, it's like he wants it to happen. He's all for it, but it's like he's been so preoccupied with all his alien shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was very interested. I'm like, all right. So I kind of looked up other interviews with Tom DeLonge, seeing if he has anything to do with the band anymore. And for some reason, I thought about, oh, let's just look up some behind-the-scenes Blink-182 old footage. Dude, I spent like an hour just watching videos of these guys in their house jamming out and creating songs. There's something weird about typing in just this phrase into YouTube, behind the scenes. And I find myself doing it a lot. Like, if I watch a movie and I really like the movie, like, I want to see how it was made and produced and some of the stuff that happened behind the scenes, if you know. And I went down that YouTube hole yesterday. And I went from Blink-182. I think I looked up a little Green Day because it was in the recommended, you know, and just kind of went down the hole. It's very interesting. So I don't know. You ever do that?
I do like behind the scenes stuff. It's fun to see. Like, and of course, I love like blooper reels and everything like that. Mm-hmm. How it's made. And it's really cool stuff because we just see the finished product most times. And it's even kind of like with this show, too. You know, the behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot of people are surprised to know that I don't just work 4 hours a day. You know what I mean? It's not just the morning show and all the stuff that we put into it. You know, there's a lot of moving parts behind the scenes, which is you don't see. And I mean, it's cool to kind of like, you think about a movie or a record or it's so much stuff. There's so much that goes into it. I was thinking about that the other day. Survivor. I know I've been talking a lot about it, but I've been watching it. But, you know, like, we watch Survivor, and you see them do all these challenges. Well, there's people there on the island, not only filming it, like, getting all of this stuff. Then you got people that are there building the obstacle courses that they do. There's people there hiding the immunity idols. There's people that then will videotape. Like, they always show, like, how it's done. Like, so for the people at home, they do, like, a run-through. So there's so many moving parts. It's not just the host and the people going like, all right, here we go. There's so many moving parts
that go into it. Which is weird, too, you got to realize if you're watching it, there's somebody else there behind a camera, running a camera. And which brings me to the point is, remember I was talking about, like, nobody acts, if the camera's rolling, nobody is the view completely. You know there's a camera over there in the corner regardless.
Yep.
Regardless of what you're doing and how great of an actor you are, the camera's rolling. You know it's rolling. So reality TV to me is just like, is it? Because reality doesn't have a camera on you at all times.
The only way you truly get a person's real reaction is by them not knowing it's recorded.
I don't care
if it's, you know, the consummate professional or someone who doesn't care. As soon as you put a camera on someone, they are going to act different, whether they're hamming it up more. And maybe they do have like an outgoing personality, but it's going to become even more outgoing when you do that. You think about like a Duck Dynasty. You know, there's no way. I'm sure they did a lot of the crazy stuff, but now you're amplifying it and you have to make entertainment. Because to be honest, most people's daily lives are boring as fuck. So there's no way that it's going to be, for example, here's a good thing. This is what I heard about, you know, the Garth Brooks concert that took place at.
Yeah, there you go. We were talking about this the other day.
this, people that were at it, and Kristen was telling me, Kiki was saying that like they redid a couple songs, or they'd like, he'd say like, oh, hey guys, you know, they'd pick up a song like halfway through and be like, okay, we're going to start it from here. We need more energy from the crowd, you know, really ham it up. So like even that concert for this, and I like, I get it. You have to make it the entertainment standpoint, but boy, that kind of like, you're like, I don't know if I like that as much.
No, that's fucking trash. That is that Garth Schmrucks. I don't care. That is trash. You know why it's trash? How much were those tickets, Brock?
Yeah,
they weren't cheap. I know that, and they were sold out. Here's the thing. No, dude, you don't pay for that. That's not what you're paying for. It's sweet that you're going to be in a DVD, but you know what? Then don't fuck up, Garth. Then run it one take. Be an athlete. That's what I say. Be an athlete.
Be an athlete.
Be a performer. Seriously, you can't just cut it halfway through a song. Like, oh gosh, come on! You need to bring the energy up a little bit. How about this? How about you throw down and bring it up yourself? That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, come on, Garth.
To me, it's like I didn't pay for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, and I get that absolutely. And we all kind of have this, a preconceived notion maybe about what it should be. I don't know, but yeah, it's interesting.
Is he a weird
to me.
Guy? Is he a weird
oh,
guy?
Oh, Garth is very funny. I was watching Tom Segura, and I can't remember if I talked to you about this or who I was talking to about this. But
he's too famous. That's what he is. He's too famous.
And Tom Segura was talking about this, and I love Garth Brooks. All right, I grew up listening to Garth Brooks. I pretty much know every single one of his songs word for word. He's
great
fantastic,
music.
But he's been at this level of popularity for so long, and people are like, well, he's just a country artist. No, folks, you don't understand. When Garth made country popular again, it's fucking crazy. The amount of records he had, crossover songs as a country artist, it's nuts how famous he was. Worldwide. I watched this documentary, which was actually part of this, that had some of the stuff from Notre Dame on there. But they talk about like him going to Ireland. And, dude, it's Ireland where country music is an American establishment. It was not done in England and came over here. It was made in America. And he went to Ireland where it was sold out. It's nuts. Anyway, he's just constantly performing. And, like, watching him almost in this documentary and, like, some of the things he was doing, like, the way he was talking, it's like, dude, turn it off. It's like you're like he'd look off into the distance telling a story. And I'm like, dude, what do you like? That's not how people talk. And it is weird. And so I think even behind the scenes, he's had so many people in his behind the scenes being followed by a camera, this and that. It's like I don't think he doesn't know how to not be performing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a couple actors like that, too, you know, like Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even some A-list actors, you know, it's just like you can't be normal anymore.
Yeah.
You can't go into there was a podcast that I listened to, and we've talked about this before, but I'm going to kind of rehash it. Tom Cruise supposedly came to a New Year's party that this guy had. It was a famous guy, but it was like a famous guy and a bunch of his buddies and there's just regular people there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Tom Cruise apparently shows up at this New Year's party, and the guy who was on the podcast was explaining this, who wasn't famous, was just one of the guys, you know? And it was like Tom tried to be a part of the guy thing, you know? Like, he came in. Apparently, Tom Cruise went out and bought a football before he came to the party. So he, like, shows up. He, like, walks into the room, like, tossing the football up in the air to himself. You know, like, hey, what's up, guys? Kind of like throws a football to one of the guys. How's it going? You know, just like trying to be like, everybody is like in the circle, kind of like, oh,
yeah,
what the fuck is going on? What is going on here? This is because he's trying to be normal.
Yeah.
Like Tom Cruise, that probably has to think like, okay, it's just a bunch of normal guys here. I got to just be normal. So
yeah.
It's like he's acting beyond acting, you know, he's like, oh, it's weird.
He's been famous for acting. Yeah, yeah. He's been famous for so long. He's been in the limelight for so long that the normal life is not there anymore. It's not.
You just can't walk into a room and of course, even if Tom Cruise walked into the room with us, like, Brock, I'd be nudging you, being like, dude, fucking Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's
check
fucking
it out.
Tom.
Oh my God.
It's Tom
That's what
fucking
everybody
Cruise.
In
yeah.
the room is doing.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, so if you're at that level of fame, like, this is how you do it. You walk into a room and you're like, hey, guys, I'm fucking Tom Cruise. You know, get it out of you right now because I'm just trying to have a normal time right now. So Get your oohs and ahs out. If anybody needs me to sign anything, let's get it out of the way. But let's go. It's going to be a good time. You know, it's like you got to do that.
Yeah.
You got to be the first people, one to establish it.
I'll give you 10 minutes. I'll take photos. I'll sign autographs. Right. But after that, I swear to God, anybody brings up anything or tries some shit, I'm punching you in the face.
We're drinking beers. We're eating nachos. And we're talking. Yeah. You know? It's just weird to think about, you know?
Yeah.
That level of fame is just like, you're not a person anymore.
No,
man.
And I do feel for him, because then too, like everyone lose. Like, you remember the whole Oprah thing when he jumped on the couch? Like, who? Like, big
just
whoop.
A weird guy, dude.
He's just, but if anybody else did that, we'd be like, all right, whatever, you know? Oh, that's sweet. But because it's Tom Cruise, we're like, what a fucking psycho. You know what I mean? Like, every single one of your moves is constantly judged. You know what I mean?
You can't say, though, that you look in his eye and you're like, yeah.
He's gone a little cuckoo. I think the Scientology, I think, like, took him. It bums me out that he's a Scientologist and how much money he's paid to be where he's at with Scientology. Like,
you know what it is? It's when he's smiling. It's when he's smiling. Yeah. He has that kind of like that crazy broad look going almost. Like, there's something a little cuckoo in there. And it's always when he's smiling, you know, like looking around.
I don't know, man. It's just it's and two. You think about it, get back behind the scenes. Like they've always had people like trying to get the behind the scenes look at their life, like constantly. Like it's just constant people trying to see what's going on, and it's just like God, that's got to be exhausting.
Going back to the whole behind the scenes thing, do they still have DVD commentary?
I don't know. It's been so long, honestly, Hunter, since I've bought a brand new DVD. I just don't. I have not purchased a DVD in so long.
Have you? I think I've watched a few movies in its entirety too with the DVD commentary. See, here, American Pie, I did. I know for sure.
I've never really liked it. I've never really enjoyed it. It's there's been some that's like a decent laugh or two, but it's just you're watching the movie then with people talking over the movie the whole time, and there's never been anything that's been so like, oh, I can't. It's so awesome that they you know what I mean. Does that make sense?
I guess there are probably different ones like. Like the American Pie was a comedy, so it was more interesting because they're almost cracking jokes behind the scenes of you know watching.
Yeah, exactly.
The movie.
Like that would
and
be
kind of cool because they would like explain like locations and like how they set the shot up and how many times like how many times Eugene Levy had to do this one scene. It's pretty funny, but. I was just wondering if they still do that because
I maybe they do again. Like I said, it's been so long since I've purchased a DVD, like actual, like, all right, I'm going out and buying this DVD for my DVD collection. It's been a minute, man. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute. You know, there's actually a really great porn behind the scenes. It's awesome.
Is there, which one is that?
Just search, go to Pornhub and search Fluffer, and there's this really good one where the makeup girl ends up downing some cock and then getting it done. It's nice.
You know what? Hey, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, Brock. I have thought of that. Like thinking, you know, I wonder what they're, how does this go?
But that's, you know, that's the other thing people don't think about too. You watch a porno and like whenever you see like the ones where they're getting the still shots for like the magazines.
The interview.
They do interviews or talking to people, but it's not just like they're just two people in there fucking and then you got some. No, they set it up. They got to do their makeup and then they got to go over the script to make sure they got to change angles. That's what a lot of porn stars talk about. It's like it's an industry. You got to like, all right, well, we got to change angles. All right, well, hold on. Let's take a break. She's getting sore. Let's lube her up a little bit. You know, hey, fix the makeup here. We got to change the hair. Thing. And like I said, the still shots got to be the hard ones because you're sitting there. Go ahead.
Here's a question. Like if your buddy was like a photographer, like, I film porn, man. And he's like, hey, you want to tag along on this one? I'm going at 1 o'clock. We're going to go shoot one real quick. Would you?
Absolutely.
Would you tag along?
Absolutely.
It wouldn't be awkward to you?
No. I've had sex in the same room as my buddies multiple times. It does not bother me one bit.
Yeah, but that's different.
It's not different.
And your buddy.
It's not different.
It's you and your buddy. You're in college. That is different. That is not the same. This is a full production, dude. You're sitting there.
I'd have to keep myself from saying, tag me in. Tag me in. I'm ready.
I don't think I would know what to do with my arms. That's how, like, it would be awkward for me, dude.
I could do it. No problem. I could easily go into a room and watch two people getting it on. No problem.
So, hey, when's this thing coming up? Yeah. Man? I'm reading the script here.
When's the anal?
Right.
I'm sure you've seen the GIF of the guy. It's this fat guy holding video camera while two people are fucking and he's eating the donut or whatever. And so the one camera's on the two people going at it. Then he pans over to this other guy with a different camera angle and he's sitting there eating a donut. And then he takes the donut and he holds it out to the male performer and the male performer takes a bite of the donut like mid.
Come on, dude.
I love it, dude. It's hilarious. Yeah. Good old behind the scenes, so.
So yeah, we started on something good and then it always ends in
terrible.
Sex, drugs, something
terrible. Anyway, that should do it for us. I think that's good. We can wrap up on that note. Sound good? Yeah?
Yeah, I need to go to church now. Damn it.
Should have gone to church a long time ago, buddy. Dude, you signed on with me. All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Thanks for hanging out. And here's a word from our sponsor of the After Show podcast, Gilson Cycle. We'll see you next time.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.